This life like it was mine. Never settling, but setting every goal high. 1,000 burpees on the path to my own destruction or success. But what is a mistake without the lesson? See, the best teacher in life is your own experience. None of us know who we are until we fail. They say every man is defined by his reaction to any given situation. Well, who would you want to define you? Someone else or yourself? Whatever you do, homie, give your heart to it and stay strong.
Young, stay strong. Listen. Stay strong. With me, you know,
yeah. Look, a lot of niggas fail, but I won't. A lot of niggas fold, but I cope. A lot of niggas gone, but I'm home. A lot of niggas off, but I'm on. A lot of niggas lost on this road. Couple niggas gave up, they go. Gang of niggas traded, they sold. With me, I'm standing on 10 toes. Looking out my bed's window. Wonder where my friends all go. Scared to get my heart to this girl. Paranoid she gon' leave if my hands get low. Knowing that this game to be played. But I'm knowing that this game to be changed. I should be afraid of afraid. I'm just trying to live up to the man in my name. I'm just trying to live up to the niggas in my game. I'm just trying to live up to my moment on the stage. I'm just trying to live up to the truth of my pain. And the power that it gave me on the youth for today. I put a coupe in the safe. And I shoot from the waist. My time is money. And I ain't got a second for your throats and your face.
I need you for my walls. I need you for my niggas. I need you for my brother. I need you for my niggas. I need you for my walls. I need you for my niggas. I need you for my brother. I need you for my niggas.
Niggas taking trips more than often this month. When I call, they pulling up 2-3 stream up. You ain't doing enough for.
Hello, Matrix citizens. It's your host once again, Tico, bringing you with episode 11 of the Blue Pill Podcast. In today's episode, the topics we are going to be talking about. I have some sad news: the death of, or should I say, the assassination of Nipsey Hussle. Okay, along with Amber Evans. Okay, Amber Evans. Well, Nipsey Hussle don't need no introduction, to be honest. Okay, I don't know, a lot of you guys know, a lot of you Matrix citizens know who Nipsey Hussle was and is. Okay, long live Nip. And Amber Evans is a young activist. Okay, she's a young activist. She went missing on January 28th. Okay. So, now she was from Ohio. Okay, she was a young activist. Her body was found in a Ohio River. And she was missing since January 28th, like I say. And on March 23rd, the police found it. Okay. A little bit about her. She helped pass a bill. Okay. In the past that really helped. It helped a lot of young kids. Troubled juveniles. Okay. Okay. She was a young activist. She did the Women's March and all that stuff. Okay. So, rest in peace, rest in power to Amber Evans, okay. And rest in power with Nipsey Hussle. Okay, now sit back, relax, Matrix citizens. I'll be right back, okay, with episode 11 of the Blue Pill Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Matrix citizen.
News. That's awesome. What up? Sip on that, Clint. Was on my grind, it was my time. I ain't think twice. I paid that price, and we did this, nigga. Reached every goal I actually said I had to sit back down and rearrange that list, nigga. And now I'm out here getting rich. You know
them bitch up flies. No cereal, but she like my blocks. I just might drop her down from the sky. You see, got burgers, yeah, he's a flyer, baby. Constantly clean like I got tired, baby. Ass so fat, she got Steve behind me, baby. Hey, baby, bottle no baby. Looking all these bitches like that bread patience. And I'm the type of nigga gotta get right by what you say. So it's so what you say. I swear to God, I can't neighbors with me. Oh, come on, that small, I need double D's. Lots of sisters and brothers, so they never notice me. Nipsey. Was on my grind, it was my time. I ain't think twice, I paid that price. And we did this, nigga. Reached every goal, I said I had to sit back down and rearrange that list, nigga. Now I'm out here getting rich. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. Now we out here getting rich. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. Police throw a map, charges never stick. Fucking niggas up in Vegas, pocket 96. Left it past 11, she told me make a wish. Told me pass the blunt, you always trying to make the shit. Posted at the shell, leaning on my shit. Bitches pulling up, we like 100-something thick. Dice gang cracking, through 100 licks. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. When I was looking for a pot of piss, posted on the block with all my crips. Thought 100 racks was getting rich. Risk 100 years to hit a lick. They said take patience to get rich, but I always knew one day I'd do it big, and I did. Was on my grind, it was my time. I ain't think twice, I paid that price, and we did this, nigga. Yeah, reached every goal, I said I had to sit back down and rearrange that list, nigga. Now I'm out here getting rich. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. Yeah, now we out here getting rich. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. I'm still flexing, bitch, up the flood. No cereal, but she like my blocks. I just might drop her down from the sky. You see that bird is your he's a flyer, baby. I'm super clean like I got tired, baby. Ass so fat, she got Steve behind it, baby. What? And I'ma try to turn green like a name. Hey, baby, ballin' no baby. Looking all these bitches like they bread patience. And all the type of niggas gotta get mad about what you say. So it's so what you say. Swear to God, I can't neighbors with me. Oh, come on, that's small, I need double D's. Lots of sisters and brothers, so they never notice me. Nipsey.
All right, Matrix citizens. Now, Nipsey Hussle's death. That shit hit me hard. It hit me hard. That's one. I could say that's my favorite rapper right there. Fuck all that. Like, him, Nipsey Hussle's number one. Styles P. And Kodak Black. I like them rappers right there. Them some of my favorite rappers right there. Nipsey top. Since I was in high school, I listened to Nipsey Hussle. And this shit is crazy. But y'all, you know, y'all go ahead and listen to his music. You know, y'all could get to know him for the new fans. Y'all can get to know him through his music. His energy is never going to die. His music is going to live on forever. You know? And appreciate it. And, you know? Enjoy the art that he created. Enjoy his world. His mentality. His accomplishments. He did a lot. He was like an activist too. He looked out for his people. You know, he was a businessman. He was an educated young black male. You know, and he came, he also knew the streets. That's why he could relate to us. He knew the streets. He lived a street life at one point in his life. I don't know too much of it, but I know for sure he lived in the streets, and he know what the streets is about. He stayed in the streets. He lived a high life, he made it in the mainstream without even wanting to make it in the mainstream. You know? He was independent. He owned his masters. He was a businessman. He was very smart. And he also, you know, he had his business. He had his clothing store that he opened a couple of years ago. You know, right in the middle of his neighborhood. You feel me? Neighborhood Nip. You feel me? So he never left his world. He never left his people too. And he was also he was also African too, African descent. You know, his father's African descent. I've seen some pictures. He was in Africa not too long ago, and they were celebrating him, you know, because he went back to his roots. He went back to his land. So y'all look out for his father's Instagram. He's on Instagram. He followed his father on Instagram. I saw the pictures. He went back to his land. And he had knowledge of himself. Nipsey Hussle had knowledge of himself. That's for sure. You know, and fortunately, he died at age, 33. He died from the physical world, my opinion. He died from the physical world, but he didn't really die, okay? His soul will live on forever. So just know that his soul will live on forever. His music will live on forever. He was born August 15, 1985. You know, he was 33 years old. And I'll tell you what, his government name was Ermias Azgedum. Okay. So, the definition of Nipsey Hussle's government name, Ermias, not the definition, the meaning of it. Okay. Ermias meaning, the name Ermias is an Ethiopian name that means sent by God. According to a baby name website, other sites suggest that the name is Arabic, but give it a similar meaning. God will rise. Okay. That's the definition. That's the meaning of. If you Google, since everybody loves to use Google, you Google Nipsey Hussle's government name. That's the meaning of it. Sent by God, and the other meaning of it, you could go that similar to it, is God will rise. Now, let's get to the topic with Ermias. Now, Ermias accomplished a lot of things. He never left his neighborhood. He loved his people. He gave people his people jobs. You feel me? And he also had a team. He never abandoned his team from the beginning. The people who helped create his vision into reality, because if you listen to his music, he spoke a lot about creating your own reality. That's what he did. He created his own reality how he wanted it. He orchestrated it, and he mastered his mind. You master your mind, you evolve. He evolved. Feel me? He went through the streets. He went through his path, and he controlled his path. And I could relate to that. I relate. That's why a lot of the music that I listened to was mainly him and all these other artists that I could relate to their lyrics. Like Styles P, Kodak Black, Jada Kiss. I listened to a bunch of other rappers like Jim Jones, Juelz, Dipset, 50 Cent. I listened to Eazy-E before. You know, I listened to Tupac, Biggie, Nas, Damian Marley, XXXTentacion. I could say I was a fan of him. He was good from the beginning. I listened to X music. The first song I listened from X was Vice City. And he snapped as a rapper. Like he rapped on that shit. Y'all go listen to X Vice City. That's a good song that he made. He was young too. And that's, you know, age don't got, music, rap don't got no age. Like, it really do belong to the young, you know? Because especially if you come from the streets and you rapping, you got, when you rapping, the streets go with rap. That's why Nipsey related so much to the streets, because he was a rapper. And Nipsey Hussle rapped. And he rapped his lyrics, he rapped how he felt. And a lot of us in the streets could relate to that. You know? We related to a lot of his lyrics. I could say I related to a lot of it. He didn't even know that. I didn't even know the man. And guess what? I fucking cried when I found out that he died. I cried when it was, and I never met him. I never seen none of his concerts. And I fucking cried, dog. That's crazy. That's crazy, dog. I don't care if anybody say I'm a pussy for that shit. I don't care what anybody think in the Matrix. You feel me? It's a Matrix. That's all, you know? I'm telling you, I felt that shit. I really felt that shit. Nipsey died when I found out he got shot. Oh, man. My heart dropped. I was talking on the phone, and then I was talking on the phone with one of my homies. And I logged on to with my other phone into Instagram, and it said Nipsey Hussle got shot, something like that. And then I said to my homie, "What? Nah." I said to my homie, "Then he got shot." I just said it out loud. I didn't even say it to him. I said it to myself. I said, "Nah, he got shot. Not Nipsey. Nah, this gotta be fake." And then I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna call you back." And I hung up with my homie. Yeah, but I didn't even hang up when I said, "I'm gonna call you back." He said, "Yo, you good?" I said, yeah, "I'm gonna call you back." Because inside, I felt like I wanted to believe that that was something fake that I read on the social media, on Instagram. I wanted to believe it. So I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna call you back." And I hung up. But then I went and looked more into it and dig more into it, and it was real. It was real. I felt like it was fake at first. I wished it was fake. Because that shit hurt. That shit hurt. It hurt me. His soul, his spirit, dying of this physical world, this physical realm, it really hurt me. Me, the host. It really hurt me. And you know what's crazy? Our birthday is only 5 days apart. We the same month. We both the same. I guess you call it. We call it in the Matrix. We call them zodiac signs. I'm a Leo. He's a Leo. And it's crazy. I could relate to it. Even Marcus Garvey. I think Marcus Garvey's birthday is August 17th. So he's also a Leo. And Dr. Sebi was killed. Was assassinated on August 6th, 2016. And guess what? Nipsey took over his story. He wanted to tell his story from, you know, the 1985 case where he beat the case, you know, because he know how to cure AIDS because he was a herbalist, a holistic doctor, you know. But the city of New York wanted to sue him. And they did sue him. Not sue him, they did they tried to prosecute him and try to take him out the game for it, you know. But he really did knew the remedy of curing AIDS and other STDs such as herpes and other stuff, you know. But, you know, that's another thing. Other than that, you know, I'm going to say that at the end of the day, where anybody feels like that his death was, his assassination was for, forget all that. I'm not going to speak about that on here, you know. Everybody feels certain type of their own way. But the important thing is that everybody just know that a very good soul was taken from this earth. And he was doing a lot of good. So what he would have done is he would have stayed alive in this realm. Was, you know, the sky's the limit. Because he had control of his mind. He mastered his mind. He was going to continue to evolve higher and higher and higher. You know? And unfortunately, they take a lot of celebrities' lives that do create a lot of positive into this world where they are alive. They take them away fast. You know, especially musicians. Okay. But now, Matrix Citizen, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Sit back, relax. I'll be right back.
Get right into it. And they really want to know how. You know, how can I blaze my own path? How can I be successful? How can I follow the path that someone else has laid for me to be successful?
Sitting on deuces while the blunt burn. Still raping rap music cause I want more. All money in, yeah, it's just us four. It's just Kabi, it's just Army, it's just Rapper. It's just Adam, it's just Black Sam and both the facts. Where your 600 bands, where your rollies at? Where your Cuban links, nigga, where your rollies at? Where your big booty bad bitches, they with posters at? Where you hustle, where you run from the police at? Where you ever represented hope, where the hope is at? Where you had to take an oath before you sold the sack? Dealt with all the pressure, played it like you never noticed that. Amongst it all, put yourself on the map. Turn into a booming operation, where your focus at? Where your 600 bands, where your rovers at? Where your Cuban link, nigga, where your rollie at? I would rather shoot before I run. Pressure on my shoulder when it's done. You should try and do what we've done. Make $1 million while you're young. I would rather shoot before I run. Pressure on my shoulder when it's done. You should try and do what we've done. Make $1 million while you're young.
So if you could tell us how exactly and what deal you did to make your first $1 million.
I can tell you niggas how I came up. Similar to coming out the grave, huh? Can't be acting like a bitch trying to get saved, bruh. Get that dirt up off your shoulder, step your game up. Can't be chasing pussy, switch your ways up. Can't be fucking off your loot, you gotta save up. So you gon' probably fail trying to play us. Streets ain't for everybody, get your grades up. Ain't much your money, you just looking for a stage, huh? And all that stunting put a bullet in your brain, huh? Stupid ass nigga, you can't fake us. Niggas like, who even raised cubs? Where you come from? Where you get your name from? You was in the house, not with the runaway slaves, huh? You was never in the spot when they raid, huh? You ain't really about it, little nigga, it's a phase,
Welcome back, Matrix Citizens. This is your host once again, Tico. Now, Matrix Citizens, I have a guest back on the show for episode 11 of the Blue Pill Podcast. Now, I took a couple of days off from the first part of the recording of the episode just to sit back and watch how things play out for the rest couple of days after the basically the assassination of Nipsey Hussle. I've seen how things been playing out and stuff like that. I have a special guest. He goes by the name of... What do you go by?
Phantasmo. Phantasmo. 305. Meaning the Phantom of 305.
The Phantom of 305. AKA El Fantasma. So we got El Fantasma 305 over here. He's going to be chilling with us for the rest of the episode, Matrix Citizens. And he's going to be speaking his mind with me, you know. He's going to be letting y'all, expressing himself and letting y'all know how he feels about certain things that's been going around the Matrix. Okay, now, Matrix Citizens, once again, rest in power, Nipsey Hussle. You know, we lost the real one a couple weeks ago. Rest in peace.
You're watching all of us from up there.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and finish this off, this episode strong. We have Amber Evans to talk about next. But first, we're going to go ahead and finish off Nipsey Hussle's topic, you know. So sit back, relax. Light up your joints if you need to. Drink a little, do what you gotta do. You know, don't do nothing. And sit back, relax, and I'll be right back. Black Sam Speaks.
Make sure when you go the right way. You stand up for what you believe in. You put your money where your mouth is. You never fold. You never let the pressure sway you from doing what you want to do. You never let anything, the politics, stop you from coming around and staying around. And I hope everybody knows that that's what bro did. Bro stayed and he died on Kershaw and Slauson. And everybody who showed love, even the ones who didn't, they've had nothing but love, nothing but love and respect and humbleness. And that's what I want to leave, man. I love him. And I hope I didn't leave anything out, man.
All right, Matrix Citizens. That was Black Sam at the funeral speaking about his brother, the great Nipsey Hussle. Now, Phantasma 305. What do you got to say? What do you got to leave it off of on Nipsey's? Your final
first
thought.
I just want to say, I listen to him here and there, you know what I'm saying? I was not, like, listening to him all the way, but some of his comments were, like, how do you say, good, and now where he is at now, spiritual-wise, he will be in a good place. And he was always going to do what he has to do, okay? He's lost, but he's there in everyone. The ones who can accept him, you know what I'm saying? In a good place, right? The haters can go somewhere else with that crap. Now, that's no pain, no gain. You know what I'm saying? You be careful what you ask for because you'll receive what you ask for, you know, good or bad. But it's how we decide to choose it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what I'm going to say is Nipsey Hussle's loss to the Matrix community was a big loss.
He was a
leader. He was definitely building his empire strong. You know, he was definitely very intelligent, and he was definitely going to make an impact in the future with the black community, in my opinion, for sure. And to me, that's one of the reasons why he was taken from us, to be honest. Because you could look, if you was to pay attention to his actions and in his business moves and his future business plans, he had a lot of respect too in the hood. You know, he was neighborhood Nip. You feel me? So he could have brought a lot of people together, not only the Bloods and the Cribs and the gangs in the neighborhood, but also in the United States, period, in Africa, because he was of African descent. So he had a lot of power, you know. So to me, it was a little bit suspect that he was taken away from us in a way, because if he was to stay alive, his impact would have been strong within the black community. And that's my opinion. He was not just a rapper. You know, he was bigger than rap. It was deeper than rap. You know? So rest in peace once again to the great Nipsey Hussle. And your music will live on, your energy will never die, and we will never forget who you were and who you are. Shit, I'ma bump your music till the day I die, you know? To be honest. Now, let's move on, Matrix Citizens, to Amber Evans. You know, Amber Evans, who was Amber Evans? Okay, so let me show you, let me tell you guys a little bit about what's going on.
CarMax wants you to love what you drive, so we carefully choose our used cars, millions.
I asked social media not
to step away from this.
The identity of a body found in the Scioto River this weekend. Columbus police confirm they found local community activist Amber Evans in the water off the Whittier Street Peninsula. She'd been missing since late January. Columbus police, they're still trying to figure out exactly how she ended up here in the Scioto River this yesterday. They discovered her body here. Now, many are on social media, many of her friends, family, expressing grief about her death and praising her for her life. She's touched so many. Now, after nearly 2 months, the search for Amber Evans is over. Columbus police found the 28-year-old's body in the Scioto River soon after family members reported her missing. Investigators say they found her car along the Scioto Mile after a dispute with her boyfriend. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office also assisted police in looking for Evans. Dive teams searched the river multiple times in hopes of finding her. Evans' death touched so many, especially in the black community, due to her community activism. She worked with the Juvenile Justice Coalition since 2015 and was promoted to executive director. Now, just 2 days before her disappearance, Evans told her mom about wanting to go back to Paris to teach children how to speak English. Now, this was the last time Evans' family ever heard from her again. Of course, Evans' family, they say on social media that they plan on having a vigil for her here this Wednesday to honor her life.
She's an activist for gun control organization called March for Our Lives. She had an altercation, an argument, that caused the breakup between her and her boyfriend, named Mark Kondo, I believe. And after her breakup with him, she became a missing person.
Okay, Matrix Citizens. Amber Evans. Now, in my opinion, her death was definitely very mysterious. It was suspect. Why would she go missing? An activist, a young activist. A young black activist goes missing, you know? And to be honest, Matrix Citizens, the type of stuff that goes on out here in this world with our black females and black males, it's ridiculous. We already know what goes on. So, I wouldn't be surprised if a motherfucking KKK member fucking took her and did some shit, you know? And if nobody's gonna say it, everybody's gonna fucking listen to the news and be like, oh, she went missing and blah, 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 and all this dumb shit. But nobody's gonna say, oh, what about the motherfucking KKK? Huh? What about them motherfuckers? Y'all don't be doing, y'all don't be putting in work. I know the KKK puts in work out there, no matter what, even though if we don't see it, it's going on, okay? So, I'm just going to put it out there, just know that I know that our fucking black queens and kings are being attacked by you motherfuckers. You motherfucking racist motherfuckers and KKK members out here in this fucking fucking world, in the Matrix community. I know what the fuck is going on. Alright? And we're not gonna take that shit no more. I'm not gonna be here for that shit. You go ahead and fucking think you're gonna keep getting away with that shit. But watch. Just watch when that shit comes back around to you. Alright? Now, Amber Evans was a young activist. The work that she put in is not going to go in vain. You know, her name is going to live on. That's why I put her on my fucking podcast, on my episode. Because I respect the work that she put in into the community, you know? And she was so young doing all this stuff. And nobody's gonna say it on the news, on mainstream, in the mainstream media. Everybody's gonna act stupid and act like they don't know what the fuck really happened. But I'm gonna say it, you know? It could have been some racist motherfuckers fucking seeing all the fucking positive work that she's been putting in, and they seen the potential that she had to fucking help our community, the black community, for the future. And it could have taken her life away just because of that. Out of hatred, out of racism. She was a black queen, a melanated soul. And that's not fair. We don't know what she could have become. She could have become the next fucking female president. You know? And that's fucked up. I don't like that. Leave us alone. Like, leave our fucking queens and kings alone. Our black kings and queens. Leave us alone. We tired of that shit. I'm tired of it. I've been watching all this month, what's been going on all these years. And I'm tired of it. Even in Sudan. All these fucking attacks on our black people. It's really taking a toll on me. Like, it's fucking with me. I can't even post no more about it. I don't post about Sudan or what's going on when they kill somebody here in America. A police kills one of us. I don't even post it no more. It's pointless. Why I'm gonna go ahead and post something? What's that gonna do? You know? Thank God I have this fucking podcast. I give myself a fucking platform to speak about it whenever I feel like it. But I'm not posting about it no more. I'm over here trying to figure out something to help our community, our black fucking human beings. We've been getting attacked for years. No matter what language we speak, no matter what religion we are, no matter what country we in, you motherfuckers still killing us. Still attacking us. Am I lying?
You're not lying about that. I can go a little bit deeper than that, but I'm not gonna choose to. Because it's going to bring more problems on top of everything.
Okay, but you're white, right?
I'm white and Hispanic.
Yeah.
But I have my opinion about that, and I didn't
decide. So am I lying, though?
You're not lying.
Are we getting attacked or not?
You guys are. But it's because they choose to do it. They don't just go to a white guy and be like, hey, sir, you need to stop doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact is, they don't see that. They see this. And what I could say, I don't want to say too much, because I know it can cause a major outbreak of inside and outside. Okay? That's just my words from Tasman 305. If you want to go deeper than that, they should actually pay attention to the queens and the kings would know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they need to stop and start doing that. You know what I'm saying? And leave it alone.
Well, Matrix citizens, what I'm going to say now is, where do we go from here? Well, we've seen them kill Trayvon Martin. We've seen them kill Kareem Gaines. We've seen them kill Sandra Bland.
I got a better one. The one they didn't want to talk about either.
Who?
The one they killed in front of his mom. Like, they kept right in front of his mom in the house. You know what
you're talking about? That's Corrine Gaines.
Oh, okay, that's going on. They did that on
purpose. I always mention her.
No, he.
That's my baby.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about
him. No, the one that they killed in front of her son.
No, they killed her son in front of her.
I don't know who you're talking about. But I will always talk about Corrine Gaines. They killed her in front of her son.
Yeah, and then there's ones that you did.
And that right there. Fuck me up. That shit fucked me up for life. I'm never gonna forget that shit. And that was done by who? By the police.
I know what the police did.
Her son remembers that. Her son is alive right now.
Yeah.
Okay? And his mom is gone. He's never gonna get her back. Corrine Gaines. And I apologize if I'm saying her name wrong. But I know it's Corrine Gaines. And I know her story, and I spoke about her on one of my episodes. Y'all go check it out. You could hear her son talk, saying the story about how when they came in the house, her son explains the whole thing, and it's sad. That was another black queen killed. I'm tired of this shit. I'm so tired of it. I'm sick of it. Oh, what's going on in Sudan and all that stuff? All that shit. It's like, what's going on? Like, why are we letting this shit happen? Like,
and why can't we just all come together?
Fuck all that together shit. Let me tell you, all this shit going on needs to stop. We need to put our foot down completely and kick that shit. Kick that ass. Like, put that shit down and stump their ass. And stop taking this shit. Like, we need to claim our spot. I've been saying this shit from the beginning, from episode one. We need our own everything. And we need to also unite with the other races that are about love and not being racist. Because even there's white people that love us, just like we love them. You know, there's white people that's not racist. You know, there's all type of people out there that's not racist. All type of races that's not black. That's just not black. You know, there's Hispanics, Latinos, you know, Asians, all that.
Well, understand.
They understand, and we need to just, you know, I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm not posting no more about that shit. Anything that happens with fucking one of us getting shot by police, or in an African country where we getting murdered and our women are getting raped and killed and our children, I'm not posting about it no more because it's not going to do anything. I'm going to talk about it here on my podcast, Blue Pill Podcast, but posting about it, a post on Instagram, on social media, it's not going to do shit. We need to go. We need to take this shit somewhere else. We need to take it somewhere else. That's what I'm gonna say about it. You know, we need to take it somewhere else other than social media. Social media is not where it's at. It's not gonna save us. We just hashtags on social media and big views. We get a lot of views and hashtags. But what happens after that? Nothing happens. You know what happens? The same thing happens. A couple weeks later, or a couple months later, we get killed again. We get shot again. We get discriminated against. We get a big fucking fashion company do some racist shit against us again. We get the police called on us again for no reason. Same cycle. Over and over. We need to break it. We are fucking we just drifting into the same shit, into the same cycle. We're drifting. Like, we need to break out of that. You know, we need to head a different direction, in my opinion. We need stronger leaders. We need leaders that will actually make action happen. All right, Matrix citizens. I could keep talking about it. You have anything to say, Family 305?
My opinion about it?
Yeah, cause I could keep going about it. Because I'm about to finish the show.
But listen, we can go back to this. What they need to stop doing is just quit what they're doing. What letting everyone not see what they're supposed to see. They just choose what they see. So they're blinded to the fact that outside, you know what I'm saying? And the police need to sit down and take that little badge they have, what has too much blood behind. I can get deeper in it, but I'm not going to, because it's going to cause a hell of problems, okay? From both sides, okay? Sit down and look before they do something stupid and put their hand on the heat or do whatever they do, you know what I'm saying? Before they choose, okay? I have inside and outside, so I know. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it both ways, and I'm glad what they did was to stop those from that happening in prison and outside. You know what I'm saying? But they need to slow it down now, because it's not that time anymore, and we need to not keep the peace. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion, and that's how I feel about it. And that's all I can say.
Because
I've been on both sides, in and out, and personally, you know what I'm saying? I had personal experiences myself, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, Matrix citizens, that's it for today's show.
Finish the comment.
Now, we're going to go, before we finish the show, we have something else that we're going to talk about. El Fantasma 305 has something to say about 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Alright, so go ahead.
I'm just going to say this like this. I know you don't know me, okay? This is Fantasma 305. You're not welcome nowhere, no matter where you go. So you better take the offer they tell you, and that's it, okay? Now, back to your little problem that you have with everyone. You need to, tell them to cut your tongue off so you don't say nothing no more, and be okay, and never show your face nowhere. So you pick the option. That's just for me. That's not speaking of the others, like California, okay, the West Coast, but this is from 305, Dade County, okay? of the ones that you fucked up by talking. You know what I'm saying? On everything. So have a nice day, and we're going to end it there. But if I ever see you, just know, you better have someone watch you 24 hours a day, not 23 hours a day, okay? Because I know from inside and out, okay? So have a nice day.
All right, Matrix Citizens. That's it for today's show. See you guys next episode. Look out for episode 12 coming soon. I will say this for the next episode. I will be speaking about somebody big in history. Okay? And he goes by the name of Mutulu Shakur. So look out for the next episode. Thank you for listening. Hope you like it. See ya.